Good morning, and welcome to the world-famous WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn. I'm Flying Brian, along with the music of Sam, Nancy, and the Hilltoppers.
In the little red barn, on a farm down in Indiana, land away my bagpipes and drums, and the barnyard where the barnyard folks are tally, lammy-dilly-dally, all the red barn day.
Good morning and welcome once again to the world-famous WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn. I'm your host today, Flying Brian. Well, as many of you know, this past week we lost one of radio's premier legend broadcasters, Mr. Sam DeVincent. This entire show this morning will be to pay special tribute to the man that all of us have come to know as a radio legend across WoWo land and a very, very good friend of yours truly, and many of you WoWo listeners as well. Our first song today will feature Nancy Lee with the Hilltoppers here on the WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn.
I got my Sunday shoes on, got my hair slicked down.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
Yeah, gonna get my honey, taking her into town.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
Tell her, Nancy.
Hey, I'm going to that hoedown in my Sunday clothes.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
And we'll still be dancing when the old rooster crows.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
Tell him, Uncle Jack. Hear that fiddle singing.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
Yeah, double shuffle ringing.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
Tell him, honey.
Say, take that old Martha organ and blow it full of reeds.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
Boy, if you're feeling happy, whistle all you please.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
Tell him, fiddler. Here comes Nancy.
Never mind the weather, it won't do no harm.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
More.
That applejack and cider's bound to keep you warm.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
Hey, grab your gal and swing her. Lift her off the ground.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
Do-si-do and balance, all three hands around.
Gonna have a big time tonight.
All right, Jack, baby.
Whoa, whoa, world-famous Sunday Morning Low Red Barn and a special Sam DeVincent tribute this morning. Not only did Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers perform as group numbers a festive song like the one we just heard, but early in the 90s when I was working with Sam, Nancy and Jack used to come downtown into WoWo Studio B and they would perform live. Here's one of those numbers that they performed live from the WoWo Studio B back in the early 90s.
Thank you.
song called On the Banks of the Wabash, performed live by Sam, Nancy, and Jack Carmen downtown in the WoWo Studio B. You're listening to the world-famous WoWo Sunday Morning Lowrider Barn and our special tribute this morning to Sam DeVincent. Throughout this morning, I'm going to be able to feature some more instrumentals from Sam, Nancy, and the Hilltoppers. Also, we'll remember the Garden Gate Philosophers. Got a couple readings back when Sam was working with Dugan Fry and Dave Russell. We'll bring that out of the old archives closet this morning. And now to keep the music rolling again on the Sam DeVincent tribute here from the WoWo Low Red Barn, here's Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers.
Hand me down my walking cane. Oh, hand me down my walking cane.
Oh, hand me down my walking cane. I'm gonna leave on a midnight train. All my sins are taken away, taken away.
Oh, yeah. Had no fare, and I got in jail. I had no fare, and I got in jail.
I had no fare, and I got in jail. Had no mama to go my bail. All my sins are taken away, taken away.
Uncle Jack.
Beans are tough and the meat is fat.
I know.
There's no wall peg to hang your hat. The beans are tough and the meat is fat. My home cooking ain't like that. And you're just an old time cat, you rascal, you.
Come on, mama. And go my bail. Oh, come on, mama. And go my bail. Oh,
come on, mama, and go my bail. Get me out of this county jail. All my sins are taken away, taken away.
Not quite. Hand me down my Stetson hat.
Here it is.
Oh, hand me down my Stetson hat.
Oh, hand me down my Stetson hat. Leaving Mr. Trouble flat. All my sins are taken away, taken away.
One more time, Jack. Hand me down my big cigar. Hand me down that big cigar.
Oh, hand me down my big cigar. Leave it on that Pullman car. All my sins are taken away, taken away.
There they go, Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers on a WoWo Sunday Low Red Barn morning as we pay a special thank you and tribute to Mr. Sam DeVincent, one of the area's great radio legends, and all across WoWo land, a friend to many, many of your listeners as well. In just a moment, I'll be back with a special interview that WoWo's Michael O'Shea conducted with Sam just a couple weeks ago. Stay tuned. Thanks, Tammy. You're in tune to the world-famous WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn with our special broadcast this morning as we pay tribute to one of the great WoWo Land legends, Mr. Sam DeVincent. I'm your host for this morning's broadcast, Flying Brian Walsh, and later we'll have more readings from Sam DeVincent and also more live performances. But right now, I want to take you to WoWo's Michael O'Shea, who a couple weeks ago had the opportunity to conduct an interview with Sam DeVincent. This interview primarily discusses how WoWo was back in the 60s, and here's Sam to say it the best.
I'd like to give our radio friends a little treat of the 1963 a staff of personalities.
Oh,
these guys all had good singing voices, and what we did, what set us apart, we took a public service announcement, they would hand it to me, and being the music man, and I love composing, I've been composing songs since I was 10 years old, poetry and musical things, and I would write a whole public service spot and then have the guys sing it. Now back, there's one cart there especially, a cartridge, that has the John Cigna, Doug Stevens, Don Chevalette,
yes.
Of course, Big Bob Severs, Mr. WoWo,
yeah.
And one other.
Jack Underwood.
Jack Underwood, yeah. Of course. And as I listened to these fellas sing, they had good ear for pitch. And we're doing a fire prevention song. I wrote the original lyrics. And we're using the melody of Kiss of Fire, which was in the public domain at the time. And that came from an Argentine tango called El Choclo. But the melody is familiar. Maybe somewhere along the line we'll play that to show how times have changed and how the jocks or personalities were used in a real public service way.
Take us back to the beginning of the group, Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers.
We came to Fort Wayne. I was just out of the Army about 6 months, World War II, and I was told to kind of take it easy for a while. I had a medical discharge after 3 years of service. But somehow I got mixed up with a group that was looking for an accordion player. And they came to Fort Wayne, and they found out there was an opening at WOWO. We auditioned. Carl Vandegrift was a program manager at the time. And he says, we'll be in touch. And the Hoosier Hop was going then. This is a coast-to-coast network show.
Boy.
Yeah, those were wonderful years and a lot of talent on the staff. I mean, we had quartets, we had trios, we had girl duets singing, yodelers. We had it all. I mean, Fort Wayne was really a hotbed of live music and great talent. And eventually we took to the stage at what we called the Hoosier Hop. But the week we came here, our first broadcast was July 28th, 1945. And the first show we were assigned to was the Hoosier Hop, which was coast to coast. The following Monday, this says you'll report to your new boss. And I didn't have any idea who Jay Gould was. Now, Bob Sabers was still overseas in the Navy. He didn't come till about 6 months later. But the hired man was a young man from New Jersey through Michigan who eventually became the program director, Cal Stewart.
Yes.
He was the hired man. And that's how we started our career. First the network on Saturday night, then the following Monday, 1945, was our first Little Red Barn program.
And on that program, here's one of those songs that debuted way back from 1945. It's Nancy Lee, Sam and the Hilltoppers. World famous WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn with your host today, Flying Brian Walsh, as we pay special tribute to one of WoWoLand's great radio legends, Mr. Sam DeVincenz. All morning long, I'll be here featuring the music of Sam DeVincenz as he wrote and composed and also performed along with Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers like this festive number.
Wow, we got a problem with this kicking mule.
Whoa, mule, whoa, mule, I say, keep your seatbelt light, Jane, and hold on to the sleigh.
Listen to me, I'll sing you a song and play my fiddle-dee. Sing a song about the kickin'est mule that ever you did see.
We hitched him up one morning to take a little ride. Uh-huh. Kicked his hind feet over the shafts and kicked me in the side.
And I say, whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule,
I say. Keep your seat, Miss Liza, take a hold on to the sleigh.
Hear them sleigh bells ringing, snow is falling fast. Put this mule in harness, and I got him hitched at last. Oh, Liza, get your bonnet, come on and take your seat. Grab the warden you're sitting on and cover up your feet.
Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say. Keep your seat, Miss Liza, take a hold on to the sleigh.
Whoa!
Here's Jack. Double shuffle.
That mule a-flying, look out, let him sail.
Watch them ears of heaven, and see him wag his tail.
We're going to the preacher's, now Liza, you keep cool.
I ain't got time to kiss you now, I'm busy with the mule.
And I say, whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say. Keep your seat, Miss Liza, and hold on to the sleigh.
Steady, Nancy, back to the stable.
Sam DeVincent there, as we remember Sam DeVincent here on the WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn. This is the time of the show when Sam always would pass over those goodies to me that his lovely daughters, Lori and Diane, would make, and Sam would bring in here every single day. I don't know what it was about Sam on, our weekly recording of the Sunday Low Red Barn, but he always thought I looked malnutritioned. And let me tell you, friends, I'm not malnutrition. And also, this is the time that Sam would pass me that apple, and I would take the crunch and say, you're in tune to Indiana's most powerful radio station, 50,000 watt, WOWO Fort Wayne. As we remember Sam DeVincent, I'm your host, Flying Brian. As you recall, Sam and Nancy quite frequently in the later years loved to travel the country. They did that with Sam's sister and brother-in-law, and one of the songs when they visited California was composed shortly after they returned. Here's that song, Memory, written by Sam DeVincent, as we remember Sam on the WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn.
I got the blues when the baby left me by the San Francisco Bay. Ocean liner, she's gone so far away. Well, I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best gal I ever have had. She said goodbye, gonna make me cry. I'm gonna lay down and die. Well, I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a little old dime. If she don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever comes back to stay, there's gonna be another brand new day. Walking with my baby by the San Francisco Bay.
My time. Well, I'm a-sitting down looking through my back door, just a-wondering which way to go. Woman I'm so crazy for says she don't love me no more. Think I'll take me a freight train because I'm feeling blue. Run right away till the end of the line. I'm thinking only of you. Well, I mean, while in another city, just about to go insane. Seems like I heard my baby the way she used to call my name. If she ever comes back to stay, there's gonna be another brand new day. Hey, I'm walking with my baby by the San Francisco Bay. Harmony.
Well, I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a little old dime. If she don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever comes back to stay, there's gonna be another brand new day. Walking with my baby by the San Francisco Bay. Hey, hey. Walking with my baby by the San Francisco Bay.
Having fun with Sam DeVincent on the WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn. Remembrance of one of WoWo Land's great radio legends, Mr. Sam DeVincent. In a moment, we'll be back with more of this tribute to Sam here on the WoWo Little Red Barn. But first, it's time for Nancy.
Time for our Sunday morning trip.
At this point of the Sunday Morning Low Red Barn, we would always feature a song of inspiration, one of the songs that you and the family can hopefully get some words of encouragement about, and Sam was real particular in what he picked, so since we're paying tribute to Sam, I thought I'd find one that described the man the best. Now, the Garden Gate Philosophers were a little group that we put together to give word and meaning and also some ministry across the radio, and in the later years, I had the great honor to participate as one of the Garden Gate Philosophers. This one from from a few years ago with Sam and Nancy, the woman that he loved for so many years. This one is called What is a Father with the Garden Gate Philosophers. Now, friends, you're going to have to turn your radios up. I wish this one sounded a bit better than what it did, but the meaning is what's important, and I want to share this with you at this time. Here's Sam and the Garden Gate Philosophers.
A father is a person who is forced to endure childbirth without an anesthetic. A father is a person who growls when he feels good and laughs very loudly when he's scared half to death. A father is sometimes accused of giving too much time to his business when the little ones are growing up. And that's partly fear, too. Fathers are much more easily frightened than mothers.
A father never feels entirely worthy of the worship in a child's eyes. He's never quite the hero his daughter thinks he is, never quite the man his son believes him to be. And this worries him sometime. So he works too hard to try to smooth the rough places in the road for those of his own who will follow him.
A father is a person who gets very angry when the first grades in school aren't as good as he thinks they should be. He scolds his son, though he knows it's the teacher's fault.
Fathers grow older faster than other people because they, in other wars, have to stand at the train station and wave goodbye to the uniformed son that climbs aboard. And while mothers often cry where it shows, fathers stand there and beam outside and die inside.
Fathers have very stout hearts, so they have to be broken sometimes, or no one would know what's inside. Fathers give daughters away to men who aren't nearly good enough so they can have grandchildren that are smarter than anybody's.
Yes, fathers fight dragons almost daily. They hurry away from the breakfast table, off to the arena, which is sometimes called an office or a workshop.
There, with calloused, practiced hands, they tackle the dragon with the three heads, weariness, work, and monotony. They never quite win the fight, but they never give up. Knights in shining armor, fathers in shiny trousers. There's little difference as they march away each workday.
Fathers make bets with insurance companies about who will live the longest. Although they know the odds, they keep on betting. Even as the odds keep getting higher and higher, they keep right on betting more and more. And one day, they lose.
But fathers enjoy an earthly immortality, and the bets paid off to the parts of him he leaves behind.
I don't know where fathers go when they die, but I have an idea that after a good rest, wherever it is, he won't be happy unless there's work to do. I mean, he won't just sit on a cloud and wait for the girl he's loved and the children she bore.
He'll be busy there, too, repairing the stairs, oiling the gates, improving the streets,
Smoothing the way.
Sam DeVincent and the Garden Gate Philosophers on the WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn as we remember the legendary Sam DeVincent this early Sunday morning. I'd also like to thank the Fort Wayne newspapers for publishing the little cartoon-type article that I had to pick this Garden Gate Philosopher one after I saw that article because I thought, gee, once the listeners get to hear the word and the meaning of what we just heard there at the Garden Gate Philosophers, and if you didn't get the chance to see it, it was in the couple days ago in the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette paper. It was just a really good article, and basically the little cartoon characters has a couple angels down on the side heading up the driveway towards the WoWo World Famous Low Red Barn, and one of the other angels says to the next angel beside it, says, what's all that ruckus? And then the angel that was beside that first one that said that comment turned around and said, didn't you hear? Sam DeVincent is our new music director. You know it's got to be true. You just know it. And that little message from the Garden Gate Philosophers, I do believe, describes Sam the best. Because Sam was a great father to the children he loved the most, Lori, Diane, and Larry. And also to his wife of 51 years, Nancy Lee DeVincent. Now, as we remember Sam DeVincent on the WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn, here he is again with Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers.
I ride high, I ride wide, I ride handsome. I rope true and I rope you and then some. I'm a lone buckaroo and I'm wild and woolly too. I ride high, wide,
wide and handsome. I ride high, I ride wide, I ride handsome.
I'm alone and on my own, never lonesome.
Oh, the gals like his smile and his easy-going style.
I ride high, wide and handsome.
I'm a wild Texas cowboy, and I'm ready, and I'm rough. I hail from way out yonder, where they always call your bluff. I've never settled down, I'm always on the go.
Attaboy.
I'm a wild Texas cowboy from down in Mexico.
I ride high, I ride wide, I ride handsome.
He's alone and on his own, but never lonesome.
Oh, the gals like my smile and my easy-going style.
I ride high, wide, and handsome.
Oh, I rope and a ride and a roam and a ramble. And I swing her all high, but I never gamble. Let me ride my old horse, and as long as I'm the boss,
I ride high, wide, and handsome. I ride high, wide, and handsome.
So many songs, so much variety. The Whoa Sunday Morning Low Red Barn with Sam DeVincent, as we remember Sam DeVincent, along with Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers.
Hey, good day, gang.
Down at the old picnic ground,
the ants held their convention the day that we held ours.
Down at the old picnic ground,
oh boy, the chiggers and mosquitoes were hiding in the flowers.
Down at the old picnic ground,
beside a babbling brook, my girl and I thought we would take a rest.
I said, here's a place to tell me who you love the best.
And I sat on a fish hook, she sat on a hornet's nest.
Wow.
Down at the old picnic ground.
Some fun. I used to go to picnics. I used to call it fun. It was my favorite pastime as a kid. How about you, honey?
Now, when I think of picnics, I really want to run.
Oh, boy.
And I recall the funny things we did.
The kids ate all the ice cream and a hobo stole the lunch.
Down at the old picnic ground.
A mule ate up the hot dogs. A cow drank all the punch.
Down at the old picnic ground.
My girl says I love peaches, so I climbed the fence to get her one.
A bull chased him from tree to tree and kept him on the run.
And someone yelled, hey, that ain't fair, you're having all the fun.
Down at the old picnic ground.
Y'all come now. The married men and single, they play the baseball game.
Down at the old picnic ground.
Some fun, huh? Ball went through a hothouse, busted every pane.
Down at the old picnic ground.
They had a maypole dance. My girl was queen and all the dancers led.
He made a crown of pretty leaves to place upon my head.
She yelled, that's poison ivy, and then she crowned me instead.
Down at the old picnic ground.
Hey, we had fun.
Hey, boy, what a day, huh?
The WoWo World Famous Sunday Morning Low Red Barn is paying a special tribute, that is, to WoWo's legend Sam DeVincent. As we mentioned, we'd return with the interview that Michael O'Shea conducted with Sam from just a couple weeks ago. And this segment of the interview discusses how live radio started to go by the wayside, as only Sam can describe the best.
This was September of 55, and we knew it was coming because it was happening all over the country. Mm. Musicians were being laid off, records were coming in. And we had to stay on the air. We had no choice because we were publishing our first family album and songbook, and it involved a lot of money, which we didn't have, and we had to borrow. So we had to get this thing published because we promised it to our listeners. In the meantime, they didn't know all what was going on, so we had to stick it out till the end of the year, and that's the story of that part of our lives. It hurt.
Well, it must have been a
tremendous adjustment. But by the grace
of
God, look how things have turned out. Yeah. It gave me a chance to become the WoWo music librarian. It gave me a chance to be creative with all the personalities. It gave me a chance to pursue my life as a sheet music collector. And I learned to do different things. I even had a program called My Belief every week, comparative religion. I got very interested in that. And, oh, the adventures I've had, even interviewing people like Dr. Peel, Norman Vincent Peel, who offered me a job, by the way. it was tremendous.
You mentioned the sheet music.
Yes.
And for anyone who is not aware, who is listening to this conversation, your sheet music collection is one of the most renowned in this country. And at one point a few years ago, and I wasn't in Fort Wayne at the time, this happened before I came back, part of your collection went into the Smithsonian.
It was 1988, Mike. Not part of it, all of it.
Is that right?
Yeah. This may be confusing, but let me explain. There were a few duplicates I kept back because I was still doing displays as a public service. I've never charged for my displays. I've done them since 1948. First at the Tom Berry store downtown, I'd pick a subject, like all automobiles.
Yes.
Or maybe all early movie stars or great women or personalities, and it filled the whole window. And matter of fact, we're still doing it.
Over to Southtown Mall?
Southtown Mall now. And I do it. I know the crowds have cooled down there, but I'm doing it because this is my neck of the woods, and I'm hoping that those displays will draw people there.
Yes.
And maybe activate things again. It's my small way of showing I still love this music, and I still want to display it. Because it's a treat to the eye to see these beautiful covers. And our latest display is all on fire, fire prevention. 100 years of sheet music. So, but these are some of the duplicates that were left, or things I've picked up since. But in 1988, I had to make this decision. Unfortunately, no one in Fort Wayne could convince me that they could take care of it. Mm. Fort Wayne, I'm sorry to say, just didn't show the interest. By the grace of God, the Smithsonian heard about this collection, and a young curator who became a curator, John Hassey, who was doing research for his doctorate at I think it's Purdue in Indianapolis, Bloomington there. Is that Purdue?
It's IU at IU, Bloomington, yeah.
Well, he did research at our house using my collection before it went to the Smithsonian for almost 10 years. And then when he finally became a curator at the Smithsonian, he came to me one day and said, Sam, it's been in my heart for years that this collection belongs where it can be preserved till the end of time because I've never seen anything like it. How did you ever get it together, starting with the year 1794, through all the major political periods in history, and you were not a rich man? How did you do it? But again, by the grace of God and a little ingenuity, I start collecting music when you can pick it up for a nickel apiece when I was a kid. But see, if I was to start later, I would never have that collection.
Yes.
So in 1988, there was 140,000 pieces of diversified sheet music of all categories, including 500 baseball songs. And I've been trying to get the Smithsonian to reproduce these covers because it would be just like baseball cards. It's a whole new thing.
Yes.
Now, they're cataloging the music. I've seen 5 catalogs already on Ragtime, Irving Berlin, Inventions, and Black Performers. So they're really into it and doing a great job. But that's where the collection is today. So after it left my house, it took 4 or 5 truckloads, my heart just sank, but I knew it was going to the right place.
Yes.
And it's to be used for research till the Lord comes back.
We'll have more of that interview with WoWo's Michael O'Shea and Sam DeVincent in just a little while. Now, also, we've had performances from Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers this morning as we remember Sam and the Garden Gate Philosophers. But every once in a while, Sam and Nancy, they just get together and have fun and convey an important message, like in this number.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, Sam had this song at the piano at our house, and he was arranging it, and I said, Sam, it's been 20 years since I've heard that song. And he says, it's a beautiful song. He says, but there's an interesting story that goes with the song, so I'd like to bring you that this morning. Darling Nellie Gray was written in 1856 by Benjamin Russell Hanby while still attending college. Hoping to get his song published, he innocently sent his song to a Boston publisher, Oliver Ditson and Company. Ditson turned the song into a nationwide hit and rewarded Hanby with a measly 10 complimentary copies of the sheet music. Writing to complain, he was informed that he had earned the fame and Ditson the money, and that the score was even. Hanby never made a cent off his classic old-time song as played by Jack Carman on his Barnyard Stradivarius with the Hilltoppers. Thank you.
listening to the world-famous WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn. Good morning. I'm your host, Flying Brian. It's together we're remembering Mr. Sam DeVincent. The Hilltoppers had a fourth member. Well, in the past years, the fourth member hadn't been able to perform with them on a live basis. That gentleman, Mr. Roy Hansen, that lives up around the Angola Fremont area as well. He was a very integral part of the Hilltoppers back when they were touring live. And Sam describes Roy and Jack as they get together and did their famous mandolin duet.
This is an old popular song that came out, Bing Crosby introduced in the 1930s, called Lies. But listen, these are twin mandolins, Jack and Roy. I'm playing the bass fiddle and Nancy's on guitar.
WoWo Sunday Morning Low Red Barn, remembering Sam DeVincent. Once again, here's Sam and the Hilltoppers.
There are people who would rather live in splendor and talk about their silver and their gold, and people who would trade God's promise for earth's glory to hold. There are people who would rather live in mansions. There are people who would rather live alone. But I'd rather have a little log cabin by the side of the road.
I'd rather live by the side of the road and try to point snow to the blessed abode than to be a king or a millionaire and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed for a traveler here or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some pilgrim along life's way.
Every day I want to be a friendly neighbor and try to help somebody on the way. I want my life to shine for Jesus every hour of the day. Every day I want to help to scatter roses. Every night I want my lamp to brightly send a welcome from my little log cabin to a stranger or friend.
I'd rather do a neighborly deed for a traveler here or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some pilgrim along life's way.
I believe that song there describes Sam DeVincent and the Hilltoppers, along with their beliefs, the best. Whoa, Sunday, Low Red Barn. Sam, as everyone I think has known over the years, has had a great understanding and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And Sam conveyed that through his music, through his compositions, and also through the things that he said about the Lord here on the Whoa, Sunday, Little Red Barn. The church was very, very important to Sam, and one of the Garden Gate philosophers, old-time sayings, along with Dave Russell, Dugan Fry, and Nancy Lee, I think can only say that the best.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
Dear wife, I found the model church and worshiped there today. It made me think of good old times before my hair was gray. The meeting house was finer built than they were years ago, but then I found, when I went in, it was not built for show.
The deacon did not set me down away back by the door. He knew that I was old and deaf and saw that I was poor. He must have been a Christian man. He led me gently through the long aisle of that crowded church to find a pleasant pew.
And when I heard the singing, wife, it had the old-time ring. The preacher said with trumpet voice, "Let all the people sing." All hail the power was the tune. The music upward rolled. I thought I heard the angel choir strike all their harps of gold.
My deafness seemed to melt away. My spirit caught the fire. I joined my feeble, trembling voice with that melodious choir and sang as in my youthful days, "Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all."
I tell you, dear, it did me good to sing that hymn once more. I felt like some wrecked mariner who gets a glimpse of shore. I almost want to lay aside this weather-beaten form and anchor in the blessed port forever from the storm.
'Twas not a flowery sermon, wife, but simple gospel truth. It fitted humble folks like us. It suited hopeful youth.
To win immortal souls to Christ, the earnest preacher tried.
He talked not of himself or creed,
but Jesus crucified.
Good morning and welcome to the Whoa Whoa Sunday Low Red Barn as we pay a special tribute to one of the great legends here in Whoa Whoa Land, Mr. Sam DeVincent, and one of his favorites, the Model Church. Sam had many friends, and he was thankful for many things in his life. I'll hear Sam to say what he appreciated the most.
First, I thank God for my life. I thank my wonderful family for all their support, and I will never, never forget our Whoa Whoa listeners. I love you. You are the greatest. Thank you.
And there, everyone, you have it. The words of the legendary Sam DeVincent on our special Sam DeVincent Sunday Little Red Barn Remembrance this morning. I've been your host, Flying Brian, and I hope for the past hour you've enjoyed all the memories that we've had to share. And I'd like to thank some people that have also helped myself along the way. I'd also like to thank Staff General Manager Tony Richards for allowing the Little Red Barn to continue as long as it had. And also the current program director of WoWo Radio, Mr. Tommy Allen, for allowing me to come in here and do what I felt was only right, and that was to pay a special tribute to not only a great friend, a grandfather in my life, Mr. Sam DeVincent. Little did I know that many, many years ago, growing up in the small town of North Manchester on a farm outside of North Manchester, that someday I, Brian Walsh, would be doing the final Little Red Barn Show and hosting that program. God has enriched me, especially in awarding me with being able to know and work with Sam DeVincent, as well as so many other important people in my life, and especially my family here at WOWO. So for the last time, if any little word of ours can make one life the brighter, if any little song of ours can make one heart the lighter, God help us to speak that word and take our bit of singing and drop it in some lonely hearts and set the echoes ringing. Sam DeVincent, thank you for everything you've done for me, and happy eternity.
In the little red barn, old Tom John lay.